In your other book, Millennials Rising, Millennials Go to College, William, what do you mean by millennials, the generation?
Millennials are the children and teenagers and collegians who were born in the 1980s and 90s. They were the generation born after this immense cultural change that we call the consciousness revolution.
That includes my son.
Yes. I wanted to ask you, George, are you a boomer? Are you
born I'm a boomer, 1950.
Oh, right in the middle of it, roughly. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, ours is a generation that that doesn't really understand itself very well. Other people look at us and see pretty clearly what's going on, but boomers are right at the engine of this cycle.
How do you feel for kids now, children, mm-hmm. born during this turning? I mean, those mm-hmm. that are 3 or 4 years old and they have hopefully a bright future ahead. But how do you feel about what they have to face, William?
Well, the little toddlers may be part of a new generation, what we call the homeland generation, just starting now. These are the young people who will not remember how America felt before September 11th, 2001. That kind of historical event can serve as a marker dividing generations in their consciousness. It's kind of like how boomers are defined as a generation that have no personal recollection of World War II, but are old enough to have experienced the Kennedy assassination and understood the era that preceded it. And that's how history moves in cycles.
Well, you know, when I sit back and try to remember some of the things that occurred even during my life, and then I think about my parents who are still alive.
Yeah.
You know, they went through, and my dad was in World War II. Mm-hmm. They went through that era. They went through the Kennedy assassination with me. They went through men landing on the moon, which was
right.
probably one of our highest points in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The race riots,
right.
Vietnam.
You know, that was a very strange month back then. We had in the same 3-week period, we had the moon landing. We had Chappaquiddick, which actually pushed the moon landing off the front page or off the headlines.
Did it?
Oh yes, it was the same. Same week, and then you had Woodstock just a few weeks later.
Right.
These three hugely memorable events.
There are events in our lives that have been just, I think, astounding. But when you think of the events for the children of the future,
uh-huh.
I mean, they're going to witness men walking on Mars. I know they will. I believe they will.
Well, I think that's going to be a few decades away because we're going to be preoccupied with other problems.
You think that's going to slow down? We won't make it in the 20s after all.
Well, it's going to be, that would have to happen after the next fourth turning. If we do it during the fourth turning, it would be for military reasons, and I don't think there would be military reasons to do that. If we're right about the period that's coming, civic purpose will matter above all else. And beyond that, there will be a time of economic reckoning, too, as the boomers enter old age. And we try to figure out how the society is going to pay for all of that. We'll reach the end games of the culture war. We'll see whether the red zone and blue zone rifts can heal and how they will. If we're right about the fourth turning, over the next 20 years, we will do something about global terrorism, and it could redefine borders. It could lead to a global war. It could resolve itself in other ways. But one way or the other, there will be major change in human civilization that will draw everything into that one vortex of change, that one key problem that we will be trying to solve. And it won't be until after we solve that, after boomers are frankly gone from the scene and Generation X takes over, that we would have the kind of era in which we could start seriously thinking about interplanetary expeditions and the like.
Do you see a one-world government?
Oh, no.
You don't?
There's nothing in our turning theory that predicts any particular kind of outcome. And I have difficulty as an historian, just seeing that happen. You look right now, for example, in Europe, the move towards the euro and the eurocracy is at its apogee and starting to recede some. And you have talk of secession of certain parts of countries like the United Kingdom, whether Scotland and Wales stay in there after the next 10 years is uncertain. You have these tremendous demographic changes going on in Europe with the aging population, the lack of children, the Islamic migration in there. There are a number of things that are happening that I think go against that prediction.